Some men are open to it, but they're kind of thinking it's maybe too woo-woo and too mystic and off into the clouds for them. But it's real. It's real. They say it's written in the stars, and it is. It really, it is. It's everything is written in your birth chart. It's so fascinating.
Hey, hey, welcome to the WTF Divorce Podcast. My name is Rob Roseman. On this show, we talk about everything divorce, whether you're thinking about divorce, going through it, or figuring out life after. Divorce, co-parenting, dating, we cover it all and break it into short clips so it's easy for you to find and learn from. If you want more help, head on over to WTFdivorce.com. Thanks for listening. On to today's show. Real quick, let's talk about the sponsor. Today's WTF Divorce episode is brought to you by SoberLink. If you're going through a divorce and custody case involving alcohol, SoberLink is the solution for you. More on SoberLink at the end of the show. Now, on to today's episode. All right. Hey, everybody. We are lucky to be joined today by Nicole Richman. Nicole is a style coach, and she is an astro guide, and she's going to answer some of our questions and talk a little bit about this, especially when it comes to dating after divorce, relationships. This is a big topic. So thanks for being here, Nicole.
Thank you for having me. I'm always excited to share the magic of astrology. So thanks for having me here.
Well, we need all the help we can get. And I'll say, I wonder what the ratio is. Like I always, we get more women listening than men, but when it comes to astrology, is it, do you find it even higher, like 80%?
Yeah, definitely. Some men are open to it, but they're kind of thinking it's maybe too woo-woo and too mystic and off into the clouds for them. But it's real. It's real. They say it's written in the stars, and it is. It really, it is. It's everything is written in your birth chart. It's so fascinating. Once you can start to unlock those mysteries. Yeah, it's all written in there. So yeah, but I think definitely more women are open, have been in the past. Men are coming around slowly but surely, but definitely more women are, I think, more interested in it.
Well, men want to be talking to women, so we have to know the topics they want to talk about.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. It's like a little blueprint if you know how to use it. I mean, it's, you know, yeah, it's a really effective tool. So,
well, and I'll be honest, like the real world, whatever you call it, that's not so easy either. So I'm always open to like whatever simulation we're living in. I think we need all the help we can get.
Exactly. Deciphering the matrix. Yeah. And right now there's just so much going on. There's like 6 or 7 planets retrograde. It's a lot of stuff. A lot of stuff happening right now. A lot of energy. But for astrology, I mean, I first use it as a tool when I'm working with people. It's just a great tool for self-discovery. You know, like after the whole debacle of divorce and the dust settles, and, you know, most times you're kind of left wondering, like, your page is like, what the fuck? Like, what just happened to me? Where am I going? What's happening? What's up? What's down? And I found that astrology can really, it's really like a roadmap, like to call it the GPS of your soul. Once you can kind of step back and just get some insights into where you are in this current moment and where you've been in the past and where you would like to go, it's such a great tool for self reflection and to discover yourself. Because a lot of times after divorce, like I said, you're just lost, and maybe you've lost yourself in your relationship, and you come out, you're not a wife or a husband anymore. You know, you're not second, you know, partner, other half. You have to rediscover who you are, what you like, maybe pick up some forgotten interests that you had in the past. So it's a great way, a great tool for self discovery. And then with the dating, I mean, it's just, you know, really the possibilities are endless, you know, and I do readings, and that's everyone wants to know about love and romance and, yeah, and, you know, all of that is in there. All of that's in there for sure. But I put it into a different perspective. I kind of put the focus on the person that is trying to, you know, start dating again or get into a relationship to really find out what they want. And that's why I look at your Venus placements. Which has just been a game changer. You know, everyone knows your sun sign. Most people now are coming to know about their rising sign and their moon sign. But your Venus placement is actually what speaks to how you are in relationships. It talks about your values, even your style, beauty, like the divine feminine energy, money. It's rules. Venus rules all of that. So there's 12 zodiac signs, 12 possible places for Venus to be in your chart. And that really sheds a light on how you are in relationships and how you are and what kind of partner you need to keep up with your type of energy and relationship. So once you know that, it's just like, it's a time saver because when you know how you are and you meet someone that is just, you know, for whatever reason, just not compatible, you can know that and just say, okay, this isn't working out with no animosity, no hard feelings. It's just, you know, it doesn't match and it doesn't match and it never will. You can kind of move on, like, thanks for the coffee or whatever. And, you know, move on to something that definitely aligns better with you.
Yeah, it sounds like you're, well, let me introduce, by the way, this is Christy from WTF Divorce. Christy, please chime in here. I know you got some interesting topics here.
So I know that I am a Pisces sun sign, but
yay, me too.
Yeah,
me too.
No way, we're all Pisces.
That's wow. So cool.
Super cool.
That's, so we have all the people pleasing and the dreaming and the, you know, unrealistic expectations that go along with being a Pisces. But how do you find out? Like, I have heard people say that your rising sign and like your Venus placement, there's so much more to your astrological profile than just your sun sign. So how do I know what else affects me besides just that I'm a Pisces?
Yeah. So you would have to, I mean, you can have a birth chart reading, or there are a couple of different applications or websites you can go to, and you put your birth, if you know your birth time and place, and obviously you know your birthday, and that'll pull up what we call a birth chart. And in there, it looks, I mean, if you don't know what you're looking at, it looks like a circle with a bunch of squigglies on it, and it looks like hieroglyphics. But basically, as you said, your sun sign, which most people know, is your identity. It's like your core personality. Then for your rising sign is more of the first impression that you make on people. It's like more of like, for lack of a better word, like it's like the mask that you wear. Like when you're getting dressed, it'd be like the coat that you put on before you go out the door. So that's how you're going to meet people. That's the energy that people, or the vibe that you give off when you're first meeting someone. And that could be totally different from, you could be a Pisces sun, but you might be a Libra rising. It could be something totally different. And then your moon sign is something that's very personal. Only people that live with you in close proximity, family, friends, would know your moon sign, because that's how you are when you're at home and your element, like when you take all the layers off, when you come in and you're just super comfy, super cozy. And that's how you like to be nurtured. And that just makes you feel at home. So that can also be something completely different as well. So you have those three different dynamics. Then your Venus placement, that could be in any of the 12 signs. And then there, that's a whole nother energy. So, it would be interesting. I wish I had known before, I could have looked at your chart, and that would have been fun to tell you. So I can give you an example from my chart. I'm a Pisces. I'm all water. Pisces sun, I'm a Scorpio moon, and a Cancer rising. So all water, lots of emotions. But my Venus is in a fiery sign. It's an Aries. And that is opposite of the water, opposite of the emotions. When you have a Venus in Aries, it's very quick. It's like Mars. So it's ruled by Mars. Aries is the first sign of the zodiac. And it's like, me. I want to be first. I want to go. So it's like head first. It can fall in love really, really quickly. It can also fall out of love really quickly. It's always on the go. It's kind of like a trailblazer. It wants to be first, wants to discover, wants to see. So that's the kind of energy I have in a relationship. I can get it. And I want someone that keeps up with me, that's kind of fast. It's kind of, you know, they won't drag me down or bore me, for God's sake. That's like the death. Someone that maybe has a different energy, that's kind of a little bit slower. That for me just doesn't work. And not the person can be absolutely fantastic, but over the time, our energies, you know, it's not going to be a match. And so knowing that has helped me filter out a lot of people. It's helped me save time. And just knowing that about myself, like, oh, this is how I, you know, I am. And this is what I need to be, you know, fulfilled or happy in a relationship. Whereas someone who has, let's say Taurus, which is the next sign energy, they're very slow. very kind of methodical, don't like a lot of change. You'll eat really good food with Taurus. Taurus is all, they're ruled by Venus. So they're all about like the finer things in life, maybe not materialistic, but they like, you know, the fine dining. They like to eat good food. They're going to, you know, maybe Netflix and chill with them and super cozy couch. They like to be just this cozy down home. It's an earth sign. So they're very grounded, very, stable and calm. So they're looking for something different. The Taurus Venus and Aries Venus don't always go together. It's a different energy. And conversely, interesting that fact, this is for women, but for men, where their Venus placement is, that's the kind of women they're looking for. They're attracted to. So if you have, Rob, I don't know, I'm just saying, if you had a Venus in Gemini, you would be looking for someone that talks a lot, that's big on communication. That would be like something that you, a core trait or characteristic that you should be looking for in a partner. Someone that you're going to have this open dialogue and discussions and, you know, exchanging of ideas with. That would be really something that's big for you in a partner. You would need to be able to communicate and have this kind of mental connection.
I'm writing these down. This is explaining all of my past relationships too. I'm like, that's right. Now I have an explanation for it. Would people even know they're... So it's, you're saying this is beyond their sign. Everybody knows. I could tell you I'm a Pisces. That's it. If not, the things you're talking about, people wouldn't know?
No, you wouldn't know unless you've had your birth chart read. You're into astrology some kind of way. It's not something that you just... It's not really common knowledge. People are getting more and more curious about it. I feel like more if you're on Instagram or, you know, any of these more kind of, you know, astrological sites or like healing sites or spiritual things are coming out. That's also the age that we're in right now. So it's becoming more popular and more prevalent. It's coming back around. But yeah, people, I think, are really interested in this because it's just, it's not... You know, like woo-woo, like, oh, yeah, you're a Pisces, you're emotional, you're a dreamer. You are, but there are so many. And I bet all three of us were all Pisces sons, but I bet our sons are in all different houses of our charts, which gives us a complete different, not an outlook, but the houses of your chart are like areas of your life. So if you're in the first house, you have a different energy versus if you're in the seventh house or ninth house. So it's all different. Even though we could all be Pisces, depending on where our sun is in our chart, we would have a different, let's say, flavor to our Pisceshood. So even, you know, all being Pisces, when we have like these kind of characteristics, but when you really get down into your chart and understand where you're coming from, it's a game changer. Yeah.
That's interesting that there were, because I feel like I'm in three different places all the time too. So maybe it is kind of correlate. I'm like this at home, but so let me ask you, when you're meeting somebody, you always hear like you hear opposites attract and that blows up. It works in the beginning and it doesn't, or you want to be with somebody just like you. Like when you were describing what you like, do you want that person to kind of line up with the same stuff as you, or are they like complementary?
Well, so yeah, there are opposites that go work together and there are opposites that don't work together. So I have all those three water placements, all of my they call the big three, your sun, moon, and rising. So I need someone that has a little bit more earth energy because I'm like off in the clouds with all my water and my emotions. So I'm going to need someone to have some earth. Some kind of grounding effect. And then also in your chart, when you look at your seventh house, is your relationship house. And that whatever sign is there will also inform you as to what kind of characteristics a partner should have for you that will make, because you're kind of looking to balance out. And that's where you can find that balance. So on my seventh house is, it's Capricorn. So I need that someone that has those kind of qualities. But yeah, for the Aries, someone that is, you know, still grounded, but can have some get up and go. So it's not easy. It's not black and white. But yeah, if you know, you know, these things about yourself, you can kind of gauge, you know, where a person's going. Obviously, you don't on the first date. You know, I never ask people their signs, and I rarely, you know, get into it. Cause then people are like, oh, what do you think about us? Or ask me. And I'm like, I don't know. This is like a first date. I don't want to read your chart on the first But
that's good.
I'm like, oh, I gotta save that at least for a third date. Because it's so much information, and I have done that right off the bat, and I'm like, ooh, this is not gonna work out.
Well, I think I like this idea. I feel like Christy, I might volunteer you to like have all your signs read on the next meeting with Nicole.
That would be amazing. And then, you know, what I've started doing, I've been testing it out. But so you take your Venus placement, and I know for me, online dating is a big thing because, just where I am in Switzerland, it just really lends itself to meeting people online. But I've even been working with a few friends and a few clients testing this out. Now I'm helping them write their dating bios using this Venus placement information. And if I must say to myself, it's been very good because so you are, you know, I don't make a list. It's not like Build-A-Bear. You don't say I'm looking for, you know, but you kind of craft this story that like the story of you and what you're looking for. So you can give the person that's swiping through the apps, you know, they'll see themselves in this like, oh, well, this sounds like me. Okay. And, you know, you kind of pique their interest like that, but you're describing the qualities and characteristics from your Venus sign and what you're looking for. It's like, you know, it's a delicate little dance, but yeah, it's been working really well making these bios for the dating profiles using this, your Venus placements, you know, ask a few questions and then I come up with something. So it's been, feedback has been really good on that. But yeah, this astrology is, you know, it can help with like literally any aspect in your life. There's like a guidance there, I say. Nothing is written in stone. Nothing is good. Nothing is bad. But if you want guidance, it's there.
I picture an app where you upload your birth chart and then it just starts to pair you with other people who would match your birth chart.
Well, there is one. I think it's called CoStars. And so you have to know the other person's info, and then you can put it in there. And they do, like, my own girlfriend does that with her husband. And so she's like, let me check. Something's going on. Let me see what's the transit or what's happening. So there is that. There is that app. But so, which is great once you know someone. But I think when you're, I don't know, getting to know someone, you might not have all of their information. Like you might know their birthday, but then you might be kind of creepy if you're like, when were you born? Or, you know, because you really need to know the exact time to get the most accurate reading. You would need to know like the exact time they're born and the place that they're, and where they were born. So that's why I kind of put the focus on the person that I'm working with, like my client. So I'm like, we're getting all into you. So that you know what you want, you know what your boundaries are, your needs are, so that when you're meeting people or on the apps or in real life or however you meet them, you can quickly filter or say, oh, this isn't really aligned with what I'm going. So you don't have to waste time. And it's not, you know, it's not more dependent on them. It's like, this is what I want. This is how, you know, who I am and who I want to be in my next relationship. So it's, yeah, when you get crystal clear on what you're doing and what you're looking for, I think it becomes a lot easier to kind of filter through some of the riffraff that is on online dating and just in real life. So we need some type of parameters to filter through.
Right. Saving time, I always say, is one of the biggest, most important things.
Yeah. Cause I mean, we're busy. We have kids. We're, you know, trying to handle our life, our work, and then squeeze in a few dates here and there. And, you know, it'd be ideal if those dates were genuinely interesting instead of like something that you have to muddle through. So this definitely kind of filters out, like helps you like kind of, you know, turn down the noise and kind of focus in on people that are more aligned with what you're looking for. That's the benefit of just knowing this for your, you know, who you are. Like the more you know about yourself, you know, it's easier to be like, oh, this does not align with me at all. That's not what I'm looking for. And kind of, can you read through some of the mixed languages and mixed signals?
I mean, this is good. This is really helpful. I think it gives people like words and boundaries and parameters that when you're thrown into the ocean of dating after divorce, everybody's like, what do you want? What are you looking for? And usually the answer is, I don't know. Do you know? You know? So it's like, it kind of hones them in on figuring out what they want for themselves, because usually we are all about trying to please the other person, and I want this person to like me. Mm-hmm. 3 months in, you're like, I don't even like this person. What have I done?
Exactly.
Do and the work up front.
Yeah. And a lot of times we were so, you know, I don't like to use the word desperate, but, you know, after divorce and you're kind of starting out again. And I think maybe a lot of times we put all our hopes like, okay, this is going to be the one. And sometimes it's not. Sometimes it's just a date. Sometimes it's just you met someone and they might have told you about a cool new book, or you went to a new restaurant that you didn't know about, or you went, you know, every date is not a soulmate. It's just, it's a date. You know, mm-hmm. It's like you have to kind of take the pressure off and get outside of this. Like, I tend to people like, oh, I like this kind of person, whatever, dark, tall, short, whatever, this kind of thing. And I'm like, how has that been working out for you? Like this type that you think that you have, if you keep going for the same type and it's not working. So I'm like, well, let's look at my trusty, you know, at your birth chart. And, you know, I say 7 times out of 10, what they think they want, this image in there, it's not what they need. Mm-hmm. So, you know, they might want that, but it's not going to be what they need for a long-term, healthy, sustainable, you know, fulfilled yeah. relationship. So yeah, once you get, and people are, sometimes they're shocked. They're like, what? And I'm like, well, this is what it says.
Well, so and it's,
we try this.
And it's so backwards, because if you are dating using an app, you're making a judgment call in like less than 3 seconds based almost certainly on appearance.
Yeah.
And I'm sure none of that stuff, which, you know, you have to be attracted to somebody, but like, yeah. You're not really figuring out any of that stuff until you go on the date or a third date. So
yeah, exactly. So yeah, so that's why using this the Venus, you're knowing your Venus placements and then writing your bio, you're filtering out, and I think you'll get a lot of less matches, but you'll get quality matches, because people, you know, that have done their own work and that, you know, and they're reading a description like, oh, I can see myself in this. Yeah, this sounds. And then the people that can't, or they're scared off, then you're great. You don't want someone that's going to just be like a time waster. So if they're scared off by your profile, your honest, you know, idea of what you're looking for, then good, because they're not the ones for you anyway. So you're just like, it's just a grander filter to like weed through the people on the apps.
Christy, any other questions? I think this was great. Good place to end on. Keep it kind of focused on this topic. This is really helpful.
Oh, yeah. My pleasure. My pleasure.
Nicole, can you tell people where they can reach out and find you?
Yes, definitely. You can visit my website at www.astylishexit.com. And I'm on Instagram at astylishexit.
All right. Thank you, Nicole. Thank you, Christy.
Thank you. Awesome.
It comes as no surprise that not all divorces are created equal. While some divorces are collaborative and amicable, others are painful, accusatory, and may simply have you thinking, what the F? If you're co-parenting with an ex-spouse who abuses alcohol, this is a sobering reality. The folks at SoberLink want to help. SoberLink's alcohol monitoring system is the most convenient, reliable, and reasonable way for a parent to provide evidence that they are not drinking during parenting time. The system's real-time alerts, facial recognition, and tamper detection ensure the integrity of each test, so you can be confident that your kids are with a sober parent. With SoberLink, judges rest assured that your child is safe, attorneys get court-admissible evidence of sobriety, and both parents have empowerment and peace of mind. The WTF divorce community is here to help shed light on the fact that whatever you're going through, you are not alone. If SoberLink is reaching you at the exact time that you need it, visit www.soberlink.com/WTF to sign up and get $50 off your device. That's www.soberlink.com/WTF.